even at a greater scale. So,
Yeah. And is that something you find makes up a lot of your clientele? Is it people looking for that boost? You
right. In
know?
the beginning, it was more about just putting it out there. I wanted to put
Yeah.
that energy out there because my kids, are my main motivation.
Of course.
When I had my son in 2012,
Yeah.
that was what kicked up my fitness, spark. And I got into a fitness group with women who
Nice.
is run by a fitness competitor who is multiple award-winning fitness competitor. She has her own fitness group here, and she's actually been my mentor.
I love
So
that.
I started from just very basic, without a workout background back in 2012. I worked out just for fun. It wasn't,
Yeah.
and I still work out for fun, but it's more of like a lifestyle now, and I have to do it to feel whole.
To feel good. Yeah, exactly.
So that's where I'm coming from. It was more of a push from when I had something happen in my life that changed my life. So I realized I wanted to be the best I could be for my kids. I wanted to be the best I could be for myself so I could be happy as a mom and just balance it as much as I could.
And see, that's a topic, you know, that I'm finally getting to cover with you. It's like balancing the fitness lifestyle with being a mom. And
Yes.
that's, I mean, God, that's like people need to hear about that. You know, how do you even go
It's
about doing that? That's amazing.
a struggle. It's not
Yeah.
anything that you can just walk into and say, I got this. You have to get a mentor. Almost, I recommend having someone who has your back, who can motivate you, who
Of
can bring you
course.
up when you're feeling down. Sometimes you have days with the kids where you're just feeling so exhausted and you
Of
have no
course.
energy, and it's always good to have that backbone, someone who has been through it, someone who knows what to offer you and can offer you that support.
Yeah, that's
So
beautiful. Yeah,
that's
and
where I, yeah, that's where I got it from. So
that's
I'm trying to
amazing.
give it back.
Yeah, and it's what are you doing right now as far as workouts go? Like how do your workouts look like with all this stuff
Okay,
going on in your life? So a
so with
a little more specific,
fast
I guess.
forward my life now, I have four children.
Yeah.
My stepsons are 21 and 9, actually 17. They
Sure.
live with us, and
Okay.
the oldest is back and forth from college. And with COVID, it's been a little bit of a struggle for me to keep up with my fitness lifestyle as
Definitely.
I was before. So what I've been doing is trying to juggle a new career, the
Okay.
kids,
Okay.
COVID, and workouts. And in order for me to feel happy and have my endorphins going and just feeling myself, I need to get that at least 30 minutes of, fitness in.
Sure.
Beforehand, my workouts were crazy. They were 6 days a week, sometimes double time. I'm also a fitness ambassador for F45 Fitness, Mark Wahlberg's gyms.
No way.
So, yeah,
Congrats.
so I
That's
was,
amazing.
thank you. I
Yeah.
was asked to do that. The one that opened up in my area asked me to
Yeah.
ambassador for them locally. And it's just been a world of opportunity that opened with that. And I was working out with them. I was doing my Orange Theory for cardio base endurance. And I was also working out bodybuilding. I kind of left the CrossFit community because I had an injury
Sure.
back in 2018. And that was where I transitioned more into bodybuilding. I had a lift of 275 that I failed, and you hear about the outcome.
Yeah.
So I had a road of recovery in front of me because the bar just basically slid forward, and I
Oh
didn't
my
have a
gosh.
spotter, I didn't have a rack, and it was just a bad time for me. It was almost like where I felt really, really strong and good and didn't think about the things that could happen. So sometimes we all get in that space where we don't think about, being safe 100% of the time. And
Yeah.
that's where my fitness route transitioned. That was the time where I became safer with my lifting. I was more cautious. I learned to do reps over weight, adding in lower reps with different style of working out helped
Sure.
me become more tone even and realize that I didn't need all that weight.
And it's, you know, I think nowadays, and it's always been a concern, like Do you bulk up easily? Or are you kind of one of those people? Do you really you advocate for heavier weightlifting, or what's your thought on that as when
Okay,
it comes to
so
like women's fitness, you know?
well, I used to think it was, I used to advocate for more weight. That was before my injury, and also before I learned that I could tackle different areas of my body just with lower reps. I'm sorry, higher reps and lower weight. Before all of that happened, I was kind of like set very heavier. And you know, it was great because I felt like I felt amazing. I was more injuries. I noticed that more. I was always having like something aching, or it was just more of like, you know, ending up to be more of a risk because as you get older, you have more ligament problems and you can't really, you know, have as much flexibility down the road if you get an injury. It's a huge setback. So I thought about it and my husband's a physician and he was just like, listen, I think you should really take a step back before you end up not being able to progress. So it was a hard thing for me to leave that because I love competitor and that competition and competing,
Definitely.
as far as, you know, with CrossFit, but I had to really think about the safety and more. It was a mindset switch for me.
But
So
that's yeah, and it's amazing that you went through that because man, people can relate, you know? It's
yes.
something people can latch onto and like, "Oh man, you know, you've been there. You know what the road to recovery feels like."
It's
You
a
know?
long road. I had ligament injuries in my neck. I was very lucky I didn't break anything or rupture any discs,
Good.
but yeah,
Yeah, good.
I was very thankful about that, but it was also something that I look back at transition pictures of me now, and I actually like my body better now, and I feel better now than I did before. So
What's your diet like right now? Whenever you tell people about kind of getting into the world of dieting, how do you approach that?
My point that I always try to stress with diet, especially with women, because we all like chocolate, we all like sweets, we love our salty foods. Whatever you can do to keep it as balanced as possible, always take that little bite. Don't deprive yourself. Remember that food is not your enemy. Food is just fuel. If you think about it as that fuel, you'll end up with a better outcome rather than just binging. If you feel the need to binge, I always tell my clients to just drink water or take a break where
I love that.
you're not always counting calories, you're just thinking about what you're putting in your body and how that will make you feel ultimately.
And I love the drinking water aspect. You know, that's something that it's like you kind of have to think about it a little bit because you don't even realize that you're probably not drinking enough water anyway. And it's
Yeah.
amazing. Like it curbs your hunger. It's a great
Yes.
thing to implement into your daily life. And it's strange though, because I thought about it too. I was like, damn, you know, I don't drink enough water. Like if I drank more water, I wouldn't feel as hungry. Like just
I
these funny
know.
things. And it's like something you feel like you wouldn't need to think about, but no, you do. Like
So
oddly enough.
116 ounces of water is it's a lot, but if you can tackle it during the day. And I always try to carry water in the car, whatever you need to take, like some type of jug where you know how many ounces are in that jug. You can flavor it with BCAAs, your amino acids, or you can just add like natural flavoring. I'm all about natural. I don't like to take in a lot of unnatural things like
Completely
sucralose or
agree.
aspartame.
Completely
Those
agree.
things that just don't break down your body are not helping you. They may taste better, but it's good to get on a new level where you can actually appreciate natural stuff.
Do
So
you
that's
have
what I do.
a brand of BCAAs that you like in particular that you can recommend?
Particularly now, I'm looking for a new one. I've been asked by a few different sponsors to try their products, so I'm trialing new things right now. My protein that I take, I use Rev Labs. I'm an athlete with them.
I've tried Rev Labs. I like Rev Labs protein. I do. I've
You
tried
do?
it. I do. I love it. I love it. I think
Oh.
I had it a while back, but I knew, I was like, I know that company. I've heard that name before. So yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, I do. I think they have good protein. I really do.
So I like their stevia protein, and there's some people out there that don't care for stevia. I like stevia because it's a natural product.
Yeah.
And when you have a protein every day, you are putting in something. If you're putting in, you know, unnatural things in your body every day, it's just not going to get, it's not going to go good for you down the road.
True.
So when I take protein, I try to take it in spurts. I do like every other day. Sometimes I do a protein powder every day for a week, and then I'll stop and I'll go back on just a different diet. So I'm always switching up my food, and it goes right now. I'm just trying to feel out what I'm in the mood for and what I'd like that week and how I feel. If I'm
That's a good
lifting
way to approach
a lot,
it. Yeah.
I try.
That's
yeah.
Great.
I try.
Yeah.
So,
and it's different. That's a different piece of advice from what I'm often told, you know, like you're, I like that incremental approach, like not preparing, you know, however many months in advance or something, or getting yourself this massive diet plan. It's more, you're taking it week to week and you're biting off little by little. So
right.
That's cool. That's so
Thank
sustainable.
You.
Yeah. That's something people could potentially make a lifestyle out of. So
I think that's what it is. It's
yeah.
all about lifestyle. So if you can, it's whatever works for you.
Yeah.
And if you have, the opportunity to review diet plans, go through diet plans from a coach like what I do, and see what works for you best down the road. You can kind of pick their knowledge and pick from different places.
Definitely.
That you can make that up eventually on your own. So it's not just about throwing diet plans out there. It's about education.
Yeah.
And letting people know that this is not rocket science. They can definitely do it, but they have to also have the will with all. They have to have, you know, that push behind it, that they know that it works.
Yeah.
And with my clients, I feel like everyone that I've had review my program that I put out there says it works, because they lose an average of 4 to 7 pounds the first week just because they're changing their foods. And when you have
That's
certain
amazing.
Foods, you can just bloat up, or you know, it's about education. So
well, and yeah, like I wish there were more trainers out there like you then, because you're looking at the long-term solution, and you are, I loved what you said when you said it's not rocket science. You're right. It freaking isn't rocket science. It's something you can eventually take with you and, you know, work for yourself. You can figure it out
right.
for yourself. You need somebody to maybe hold your hand in the beginning, but then you kind of, you go off and you do it yourself, you know?
Right. And sometimes my clients come back and they say, hey, Sarah, I need a little bit extra coaching.
Yeah.
I was doing so well. I've even had clients that are writing testimonials now say that the diets that they've been on have not worked, because my diet's been the only diet that's worked for some of my clients, because
Freaking
it's
great.
The free diet. So that made my year, because in the long run, I try to help them change from within and,
yeah.
you know, understand that they can do it.
And is that kind of your first step in the process? You're big on understanding who they are,
yes.
what they've been through. I understand. Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone has a different story. And
For
there's
sure.
a lot of people that have ruined their bodies by
yeah.
dieting. Now
yeah.
you have all these crazy diets. Keto diet can work for some and
oh, man.
Can
we could,
be extreme for others.
We could talk about that for hours, because I'm with you. Like, you don't like the keto diet, huh? You're kind of skeptical about it, because I don't know. That's how I think. It's like, I see where it works. I see where it doesn't. It's like, you know.
I am just careful about that. When
yeah.
people tell me they're on keto, how long can you sustain that? And
yeah.
it also depends on what type of protein and things that you're taking in.
True.
Where the sources are, because if they're really working for your body, or if you're doing your body harm. So I'm
see,
all about.
I like that.
Yeah.
Word.
I'm
yeah.
all about promoting health. Good health is.
Yeah.
Good for the outcome. So
what do you think about intermittent fasting? What's your thoughts on that?
I think intermittent fasting is great if you're
okay.
trying to have a hormonal change, whereas some people need that kick, just that kick jumpstart just to get their bodies going.
Yes.
If you intermittent
totally.
Fast every single day, it won't be as effective if somebody is in shape. You can actually do your body harm, because if you're lifting and, you know, you're trying to build, you can't really build with going to the gym and having nothing in your body. So if you're using it just to change along with hormonal balancing and doing that. Or if you have a client who is very heavy in their intermittent fasting, they might see a better result,
Yeah.
but I don't recommend it for a long time.
And I guess that's with any big diet change that you go into, you know, our bodies are meant to adapt. So at some point you're gonna have to change it up. And at some point you're gonna have to give yourself a new stimulus, you know, something
Right.
different. But I like that description of intermittent fasting because you're right. It's like it does, you get that energy kick, you know, when you start into it. But for those people who are trying to like build muscle and really kind of live more of a bodybuilder lifestyle, I mean, I can see where it would like be good if you're trying to cut some extra fat for a show, but God, going to the gym, just you suffer with the energy. Like it's yeah, you don't feel
So I'll
good.
do it myself once in a
Okay.
while, when I'm trying to just drop some water weight, or if
Yeah.
I have, just to change it up, because if I feel like I'm plateauing, and I recommend it for people like that too, that are plateauing, they might want to change it up, because when you
It's a good
try
solution.
different things,
Yeah.
that it's just like anything. If you change things up, you might have a better outcome with that.
True.
So I would recommend it for a long period of time, just like with keto. I don't
Just with
think it
keto.
is a good idea to stay on it for a long period of time.
Yeah, that's a tough one too. And it's funny though, because you do see the results of somebody who's been on keto for a long time. Like they do, you know, their body just starts burning into everything. So it's beyond
Right.
fat, it's muscle, and you can actually see their muscle not looking as, you know, sturdy or as hard. It's like a little saggy almost. It's weird. I don't know. I've seen that before.
It's
So
crazy. You have to have a really either a really good coach or a really good understanding about it.
yeah.
Especially coming from the medical field, you have to know your body and what the body does to be
True.
on a keto diet. So when people just throw that word out there, it scares me because they
Yeah,
could be
big time.
really hurting themselves. And even with endocrine stuff, I always say, what are you doing with this piece of the diet? Because you
Interesting.
don't want to ruin it down the road for your endocrine system and crash and burn there either. So,
And I like the focus on the hormonal aspect because
well,
that's
yes.
good. Yeah.
I bring that up because I'm hypothyroid.
Okay.
When I had my son, 2016, my body was textbook hypothyroid. I gained 20 pounds in
Yeah.
about a week.
Yeah.
And
Wow.
I had to go on medication, and I'm still on medication to this day.
Okay.
So what I did was I researched everything about nutrition that I needed to know about hypothyroidism, and I tried different diets myself to see what works best for me. And I'm regulated, thank God.
That's
But
amazing.
it was
Yeah.
a very stressful time for me to go through, and that's when I got my nutrition cert, and I was focused on a different way of eating.
Yeah.
I cut out many different things in my diet. I even tried cutting out strawberries and different things just to see how my body reacts, and I learned a lot from it. So I still eat strawberries, but I just had to see how my body would react to it, because I would swell at the drop of a dime. And it took a
Wow.
while for me to regulate. And that's something a lot of women go through that they don't realize they even have.
Yeah.
So if there's bloating going on or anything like that, I always recommend people to get that checked out right away.
Sure. And it's really you know, that's funny because it is something that people get approached with a lot is the hypothyroidism and really not understanding the big part about it too is like the dieting aspect. Like, God, how do you even go about approaching that? And I know, you know, you're living proof. It's like figuring out what works for you, and you do have to experiment. And I guess that's where the process becomes difficult, you know?
And you
So.
do, because I've met a lot of big influencers on Instagram along the way who are friends of mine, and
Yeah.
they also suffer from this, and you would never know. But they also regulate their diets just
Yeah.
like me. So if you have somebody who's constantly like tired, and they're like, I have no energy, well, maybe it's more than just the fitness piece.
Sure.
It could be what's going on internally, or you could be actually damaging your body by what you're eating. So I always try to tackle that first before I even get into the fitness piece with people.
Yeah, and I like that though. I think that needs to be tackled first anyway, you know? And it's a tough one too, 'cause I know you are trained to do that. You know, your expertise on that matter is far greater than just your run of the mill personal trainer, you know. So it's kind of,
right,
you know, you've got,
but I'm still learning too, and I learn by my clients. And I feel like it's great to take input from everyone, because something that may work for one of my clients may not work for the other one. So I like that all around approach, you know, just to get the feedback and to see what's going on, because it's 30% of women that have this problem. So
exactly. And I won't ask you to give too much away. I know you've got a business and everything. So, but I would ask this, you know, when you're creating a diet that is very specifically designed to maybe tackle hypothyroidism, is it more about taking what they're doing now and just adding some small changes, or do you really have to sometimes overhaul their whole diet?
So the first question that I ask on my goals form that I send out is, are you ready and willing to change?
Okay.
If 100% they all answer yes, but if they're not willing to change, there's no point in me overhauling or doing any of this, because people that are really interested in being the best and in getting the best out of my plan or anything, they have to be engaged. So I try to provide as much material as I can from the education piece. So I've used my nursing, I've used my health and fitness expertise, my own personal past, you know, problems that I've been through, and I take that all into consideration and I push that at them and I just show them. And a lot of times they're like, wow, I never really looked at it this way, or, you know, this is interesting. And that's what I try to spark. I try to spark the interest, and it's more about finding that interest in what you're really going for inside that promotes that motivation.
Sure.
So you need to have a daily motivation to keep this going.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've injected the human side. You've injected the I've been through it side. So,
I've been through it. I even broke my clavicle back in,
no way.
Back in 2015. And I couldn't do a pull up for about a year, but I never thought that I would be able to even do a pull up.
Yeah.
Because at the time when I broke my clavicle, I didn't need surgery, but I was 2 millimeters away from needing surgery. And I thought that I would never even be able to lift a weight on that arm. So I've really struggled with pain and things that I've been through as far as going through the, you know, that kind of stuff. So when somebody tells me I have knee pain, I'm like, go see a PT.
Yeah.
You know, because if it's not broken, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Big advice for starting personal trainers, you know.
PT has worked wonders for me. Reiki has worked wonders for me. I've tried many different things, and I'm 37 years old, so I'm not a spring chicken, but I'm not by any means, you know, done with this. And I feel better than I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
So.
And it's good that you,
with that being said,
but it's good that you could see yourself still improving. You know, that's the,
exactly. It's always improving. Right, it's always about, you know, improving.
Yeah.
So
have you done any kind of, like bikini competitions or NPC stuff?
That's one thing that I've really thought about it. I've been asked to do it multiple times by even the WBDF, who runs some of those shows.
Do it.
But I know, but the thing that holds me back, I know some people may disagree, but for me, it's just my own personal opinion, is my hyperthyroidism has been so hard to regulate, and I wouldn't want to mess anything up with my endocrine system. Yeah. So I don't want to do anything extreme to my diet.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, like people are like, well, you already work out so much, it would be so easy for you. And a lot of my friends are competitors. So I know some of the real inside stuff. And I just feel like, for me, I've already won because I've overcome a lot, and I feel like I don't need to really prove anything in that way. And one of my main goals to put out there to the world, in especially for moms, that was my number one getting on Instagram, is that you don't need to stress out about having a body that looks like a competitor's body. You just have to work for it.
Yeah.
If you can provide yourself just even an hour of time a day and just block that time off, it will be so much better than, you know, struggling down the road and not having that outlet. So for me, it's an outlet, and I don't want to take away and make it a job. I want it to be always fun for me, and just, maybe one day that would be in the cards. But right now, I have a really busy family, a lot going on, a new career, and for right now, I'm just overwhelmed with all of that. So
True.
down the road, maybe.
But I like the discernment going into that, because I think people, tossing around the idea of doing a show should consider that first. They really need to consider their goals up to that point, and have the wherewithal to think about it the way you did, with
I
the
try.
hypothyroidism and everything.
I've really
So,
wanted to compete so many times, and
yeah.
I've thought about it, and I just have, you got to listen to your gut.
True.
I feel like a lot of my friends have just been really taken with the competition world, and I know my own personality. I'm super competitive, so I feel
You
like I'm
kill
happy where
it.
I am. I don't want to take anything away from my kids right now, and I want to give them, they're so young, and I have a four, my 4-year-old is my youngest, so I just want to continue with providing as much as I can,
Giving your time to them.
given my
True.
time right now. So maybe down the road when I have a little bit more time for me, that would be great. But just with my workouts right now and COVID and everything else, sometimes I struggle just to get in that time just for myself. So if I couldn't give it 100%, I wouldn't do it anyway. So
Are you working out at home right now? Are you guys still shut down where you're
I
at?
do both. Actually, I keep up with it, and I do a lot of Peloton at home. I post a lot of my videos. Yeah, I love
Nice. Like
Peloton.
some Peloton, yeah.
I've got a lot of good feedback on on my Peloton videos. At first, I just it was the way that I felt after and during the when I work out, I get a huge endorphin rush, and I want to just share that. It's like immediate.
That's
It's
pretty
just like
cool.
good energy.
That's
So
cool. Yeah.
that's where it comes from. It's not to show off. It's not to do anything that's, like for myself, really. People might look at it that way. Some people look at it that way, but I get a ton of feedback saying, thank you for that push. Thank you for that motivation. It's just about the how I feel in that moment that I put out there. So that's
That's
where it's
awesome.
coming from.
Well, you
And
never
I do
know.
free weights.
Peloton might approach you. I don't know. They might be like,
It's been a therapy for me for COVID. We got it last year for Christmas for my husband and I are both into fitness. We also do Krav Maga, so I'm a blue belt in Krav Maga as
My
well.
God, jeez. I
So
can't fit all this on
that's
the
another thing, like
thumbnail.
with the martial arts life and karate, I try to fit as much in. And this year, 2021 for me is a year to just take a look at everything going on and just provide some space. So space for me to focus, to reset, and to be just thankful for everything in my world.
Well,
So
I don't know where you're gonna find that space, because you threw in the Krav Maga thing, and I'm like, this she doesn't have any time. It's like,
my
God,
husband's
doing
a
so
red
much.
black belt, so I have to keep up with him.
Wow, God,
But
man, oh man.
yeah,
Well, I
I
don't
took a
want.
break from it during 2020 when all of this was going on, and I also had a breast augmentation during the middle of summer, so I took a step back, and I'm back in the swing of things, but right now it's just one thing at a time.
Can I ask you this? And this is like a little bit more of a personal question, but you talked about the breast augmentation. Is there a way that you approach fitness with that consideration in mind? I know you have to take time off, right? You cannot work out.
Absolutely. So, any ladies out there listening to this that are considering breast augmentation, it was a game changer for me. My confidence level skyrocketed. I feel wonderful, and I wouldn't go back. But you definitely need the time to give yourself to heal. The capsule heals within 4 weeks, and then you go on into lifting upper body too soon. You can actually rupture. You can put yourself in a bad place that you need a revision. So it's
Interesting.
definitely worth it to take the time off, even with push-ups, getting back into push-ups too soon, planking, all of those things you need to really focus on. Not so much how you're feeling, but giving yourself at least 6 months. They say 6 to 9 weeks before you can do upper body. And I work in aesthetics too with the plastic surgeon who did my surgery. So definitely 6 months before anything like that, because my upper body routine was like swinging from a bar. So going into that, not everyone knows the extent of the way people work out. So you
Sure.
really have to take that consideration into your own approach and what you're doing for your workouts. If you're just doing basic military presses with a lightweight, sure. But if you're getting into toes to bar, doing pull-ups,
Might cause a
planking,
problem.
you
Yeah.
need to take a break. I
Sure.
haven't even got back into Krav Maga yet. I plan on getting back into training in March, and I got my blue belt over COVID.
Well,
So
congrats. Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
amazing. I know nothing about Krav Maga. It sounds
It's
like the most badass sport ever though, because of that name, you know.
so good to
Yeah.
be able to learn how to throw like a 300-pound guy off
That's
of
pretty
you. But
cool. So that's
yes, learning the tricks and the whole piece of it is just, and it's great. It's a wonderful outlet, and it
Yeah.
teaches you a lot about just being appreciative of the human body and what we can
Sure.
do, what we're capable of.
What is,
And
sorry, I interrupted. You can finish
I, oh
your
no,
thought.
it's fine.
No, I just wanted to know, like with Krav Maga, what's the kind of the core of the discipline? 'Cause you know you have like jiu-jitsu's about like submissions, and I mean that, you know, with the limited knowledge I have about martial arts, you know, I what's
Okay,
the
so
main core of it, the
for
root?
Krav Maga,
Yeah.
the main core is to just def it's defense. It's
Defense.
self it's
Okay.
the ultimate self-defense. So if
Cool.
you're put in a position to defend yourself, it's to the end. And they teach you methods and different things, and also about boxing, about different things like that, yes, you learn how to jab, you learn how to cross, you learn different techniques and
Sound,
different combos.
yeah.
But it's a lot of kicking. It's a lot of roundhouse kicks,
Oh God. Sounds like
and
the most painful
techniques.
one. Yeah, it's like the most
Oh, it's
painful
great
martial
though.
arts.
And you also learn techniques about, floor defense. So
Yeah.
if you're someone who's a small woman and you're thrown on the floor and you have somebody who's coming at you, you learn exactly what to do to get yourself out of that position and to run. So they teach you, it's about providing that defense so you can get away or until your attacker is
Yeah.
basically submitted.
Immobilized. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Well,
there's many different ways, but
I think
it's a lot
everybody
of
should learn that. Everybody should learn some sort of self-defense. I mean, that's
it's a lot of fun.
get
It
yourself some Krav Maga and you know, beat the crap out of some people. I don't know. That's maybe.
It really is about beating the crap out of people, but I don't want to
There you
sound too
go.
biased.
It's okay. No, it's I don't want to run into you guys in a dark alley, so I'll stay clear away from you two. You beat the crap out of me, so yeah.
Well, my husband helped me train for my belt over COVID, and we've trained together a lot, which is also nice because
That's
if you have a
amazing.
family who trains together, it's just a
Oh,
better
that's
way to be together.
yeah, that's beautiful. I think yeah, that's wonderful. That's amazing. So
Thank you.
yeah, that's so cool.
My 4-year-old will begin karate this year. My 8-year-old's actually a green belt now in karate,
He could also take me out. Jeez. Okay. My God. That's amazing. Are
so we do
you,
Krav Maga karate.
yeah, are you requiring, you're going to require all your kids to do like some form of martial arts? Is that kind of what you'd like?
Well, my stepson who lives with us
Yeah.
has his belt too. He's an orange belt. He didn't really continue
Of
too far.
course. I'm
I
just
mean, it's not for everyone. It's
underachiever.
not for everyone. My oldest stepson, he tried it and it just wasn't really for him.
Yeah.
But I do encourage people to get try different things. All of my kids, I encourage to try different sports and
Sure.
see what they excel at. And you just never know until you try it. So that's what I'm about.
Man, that's amazing. Shoot, I love that. And is it kind of are like what kind of advice could you give somebody who doesn't know anything about like starting fitness? You know, they have no knowledge of starting fitness, and especially from maybe like a mom, right? A mom who, you know, who may have had a kid and needs to get back into the gym. Like, how would you tell them to approach that? What would they
This is my
do?
basic client.
Okay.
So, what I would approach it as, first of all, you have to look at them like a person and understand where they're coming from.
Yeah.
So, I always recommend finding someone who is believing in your value system.
That's
And
interesting. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So if you can find somebody who is coaching along the similar value system as you,
Yeah.
just like family, you know, and yes, it has to be realistic. So anything that you're doing, if it's not realistic, it's not going to work.
Yeah, completely agree. And you're taking the whole partnering up aspect to another level, 'cause you're kind of talking about like it's not only partnering with somebody who might have the same goals, it's like partnering with somebody who has the same motivation, who's got the
Correct.
same drive as you. So it's an even deeper look at partnering up with somebody
Yeah,
from.
and they relate to someone who's also a mom. They relate to
Yeah.
people who have been through what they've been through.
Yeah.
So for me, I related to my mentor because she's also a mom. She's been through stuff. She was somebody that I looked up to and I
Yeah.
aspired to be like. So if you can relate to that person, it's a huge difference, and you have to have as much support for them as possible. It's not just diet plans out there and having people buy them online. It's about giving your support, looking at them as a person, and just giving them the best advice possible, which is not to give up. Not
Yeah.
to give up when you feel tired. Not
Yeah.
to give up when you don't see success and you don't see results right away. It takes a long time.
It's for sure. And just to, like what you said, I'm sure at the end of the day, when you've got like a full-time job, you've got kids to worry about, that's probably the biggest hurdle to jump over is getting yourself to the gym. Or,
It's so easy to give up. It's so easy to eat the chicken tenders or to not feed their kids healthy meals. And I always say try to give the kids healthier meals because you're less likely to eat that stuff. And why would you want to give the kids unhealthy stuff?
There you
So
go.
it's a little bit more effort,
Yeah.
but it's also changing the way you do things.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that's amazing. But yeah, it's such a problem nowadays too, with COVID and everything. So it's finding the time to apply that fitness. Gyms probably aren't open in certain places, and you gotta like somehow figure out how to maintain the fitness at home as well, if you're
So
forced
for
to
the
do that.
moms too, exactly. For the
Yeah.
moms, I also recommend going to places that sell great food, like Whole
Okay.
Foods. Whole
Okay.
Foods has prepared meals. You can go there, you can buy a whole meatloaf. The kids love it. It's healthy, it's real meat. You
Okay.
can just throw it in the oven. It's already done. But things like that, you can also eat yourself and you won't feel like you're eating
Yeah.
pizza or you're eating, chicken nuggets. It's just processed foods are not healthy.
So is that your like that's kind of your go-to meal? Are you big into meatloaf as a way to kind of
Oh, that's just one thing that I've been doing lately because it's winter,
Okay.
but
It's
I
good, but
do.
that's great. That's a good meal because I don't, I think that's something, people don't know about the meal solutions. They don't know how to prepare healthy meals for their family, they get the quick
Yes.
stuff, and I like the idea of meatloaf. My mom
Oh,
always
you
made
can even
meatloaf. It's
switch in
perfect.
protein pasta. You can do things that are gluten-free that help with less bloat. There's certain things that people don't realize that they're eating every day that may cause their bloating, that may be healthy to them in their mind, but that are not really healthy to them in their body. So,
Sure. And you brought up protein pasta. People don't know that exists. I just found out about a couple weeks ago,
No
and
way.
I know I did. And it was like the, I don't know, Bertolli protein pasta or something, just at Walmart. And like,
Yes.
it blew me away. I'm like, it has a lot of protein too. Like it's no,
It's about 10 grams. So
yeah,
that's a
it's,
great meal for a
yeah.
child or a growing teenager
Yeah.
without having to feel, and you can even have a little bit of it and just add more vegetables, add more protein yourself and make it a meal for yourself so you don't feel like you're cooking five different meals like I was doing for a while. So I've been investigating different ways that these kids can eat healthy along more of what I believe in. So making the change is about making the change completely. It's not
Yeah.
just saying, I'm going to make this change and not change this in my life. It's about flipping it and turning it into a positive situation
Sure.
where it's not stressing you out.
Yeah, and you're applying that change to everybody in your life. You're passing it on to your family. You're making it last. So,
So my 4-year-old says, "Mommy, are these healthy pancakes? You bet they are, buddy.
But
Protein pancakes."
they're probably developing the taste for that healthy stuff too. Like that's the beautiful
I'm
part about
trying.
it. You know, they're probably going to grow up and just have this natural inclination to the healthier side of food, you know, because you've instilled that in them. So
I'm teaching them what's in food, what foods have vitamin C. I think that's why it all comes down to education. It's
yeah, I
what you
hear that.
know about what you eat that makes you look the way you look.
Yep, couldn't have said
So,
it better myself. That's awesome. Yeah, truly.
and putting in the work. It's just no magic pill that will make you grow
Nah, work
muscles.
is overrated, you know. Don't work hard. Just, no.
But
So,
even if you can eat 80% of the time healthy and just
yeah.
have that one cheat meal a week, or, you know, for wine, I have maybe a couple glasses on the weekend and I try to stay away. With hypothyroidism, I actually gave up drinking for a whole 6 months just to see how it would feel.
Wow.
I've really tried many different things in my diet just to get a sense of what works for me.
Sure,
So
sure.
people that want the quick fix, it's just not going to happen that way. You have to really be patient and try different things and research and get a coach if you need one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it's finding a healthy balance for all those different aspects and trying to implement that into your life. That's the big ticket right there.